Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. This week on the At the Table podcast, we will look back at last week's message on deliverance, look ahead to this week's message about a new commands and new covenant, and also dive in a little deeper on the topic of deliverance and what we saw this past week at Grace Community Church. Without further ado, let's get started. Last week at Grace Community Church, we looked at the message titled Deliverance. In this next part of God's big story and how we fit, we saw how God set the stage for deliverance, specifically by bringing Moses up and preparing him to go to Pharaoh and tell him to let God's people go. Secondly, we looked at God displaying his amazing power through a series of plagues, including the first nine, which ranged from changing the Nile to blood all the way to turning the entire area into darkness in the middle of the day. God showed his great power. However, we also saw that Pharaoh continually rejected God, and eventually his heart was in fact hardened, and he would just not even speak to Moses anymore. Well, finally, in the third part, God delivered his people. God sent one more plague, the plague of the firstborn child, in which he sent an angel to take the life of the firstborn child in each family, including animals. But see, he was protecting his own people, and he gave them the way to protect themselves. And what they did was they would sacrifice a lamb, an unblemished lamb, for the entire family, and place the blood of that lamb on the doorposts and across the top. And this sacrifice would cover this family and protect them from this plague. Well, Moses did, in fact, lead the people out, because even though Pharaoh's heart was hardened so much, he became incredibly broken when this happened to his family and he lost his firstborn son. So Moses led the people out, and they began their journey to go to the land that has been promised to them. Along the way, even though I didn't have a lot of time to talk about it, two amazing miracles happened. One was the parting of the Red Sea, when after a brief moment, Pharaoh decided against letting the people go and sent the armies of Egypt after the Israelite people. The Israelite people were up against a hard place and the Red Sea, but God delivered them, miraculously separating the waters and allowing the Israelites to go through on dry ground. And as the Egyptians tried to follow them, the waters returned to their original place and drowned all of the Egyptian soldiers. God also showed tremendous love and care for his people by providing food for them, manna and quail, and this happens later in Exodus chapter 16. In this chapter, you will see an amazing story of God provides every single day for food for that day. The only exception, of course, being providing 2 days' worth of food on the day before the Sabbath, so they didn't have to work and could honor God's command to them to rest. Well, this next week, we're going to be looking at continuing this story and how God begins to give his people new commands and a new covenant. See, now that they were delivered, before they could enter the promised land, God had to deal with three specific issues in order to be spending time with his people. See, the first thing was, is he gave them a series of commands, we'll see, specifically the Ten Commandments, but then also expounded upon in the chapters after that, in the book of Exodus, but how they were to live and serve God, but also how they were to treat other people. This was important and had to be dealt with. The second thing that God had to take care of was he wanted to come and dwell with them. He did this by giving them commands specifically how to construct the first tabernacle that would be portable so they could take it with them, but that would also provide a place in the Holy of Holies where God would be able to meet with the high priest once a year. The third thing that they had to deal with was this dreaded thing that we all deal with even still today, and that's sin. The sin nature. See, even though God gave them commands on how to live and gave them a place where he would commune with them, they would still have problems with sin. So he gave them a series of ways to atone for their sin or to provide temporary payment for their sins. And this is what you would read in the book of Leviticus. Now, I'll have to admit, the book of Leviticus is a little difficult to read, but it does give you a really detailed opinion of how God dealt with all the various types of sins, levels of sins, and what the atonement was for those sins. The other thing that really sticks out in this passage, in this book for me, is how serious God takes sin. God is serious about sin, and that's why atonement has to be paid. God is a holy God. He is set apart, and he can't be in the presence of sin. So when sin enters the world, it breaks our relationship with him, and it did for the Israelites. So God gave them a way to temporarily atone for their sins. Now we'll also see at the end of this message coming up how God dealt with this sin problem and with all of these same things that he dealt with the Israelites with believers after Jesus. Jesus came to take care of our sin problem. That's the first and foremost thing that I want you to walk away with. He is the great high priest, Hebrews 10 tells us, and he gave his life for our sins. See, God also wants to dwell with us. But now, because of Jesus' work on the cross and his return to heaven, the Holy Spirit is given us, and that is how God dwells with us in our very beings. See, the church is an important building, and it's a place we want to gather, and we want to worship God collectively. But the reality is the church is actually the people. When we come to a saving relationship with Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit enters our life, and that's what enables us to be able to deny sin and to actually even respond to sin properly when we do sin by repenting. The Holy Spirit is how God dwells with us today. And the third thing that is reminded to us by Jesus' coming to earth is that Jesus, in fact, fulfilled the law. But even though he's fulfilled the law, we still had to be given instructions on how to deal with and live and serve God, as well as to love others. And that's really what Jesus said. We are to love the Lord our God with all our hearts, all of our souls, all of our minds, and all of our strength. And we are to love others as ourselves. In other words, we are to put others first and surrender to them and to serve them. And ultimately, we surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ first and foremost. And that is what makes being a Christian so different in this world. Well, I can't wait for this message coming up, and it's going to be a great, exciting message. I want to spend the rest of my time talking about the wonderful experience that I saw firsthand this past week in our service. The first thing that was really amazing to me was I just so much enjoyed the testimony time. Now, unfortunately, the testimony time may not be viewable because the sound quality on the recording was, well, let's just say less than stellar. But I can tell you this, and so can anyone who was there, that God's message was given through the lives and through the stories and through the accounts of those that shared their testimony of what God was doing in their life. There was so much going on, from God providing during travels to God protecting during an unfortunate incident with a catfish, to providing different ways for people to continue on doing what they're doing, to just relishing every moment spent with loved ones. It was definitely a blessed time, and I can tell you for one thing that I walked away feeling closer to God. And the second thing that happened this week was what I called the deliverance card. So as I talked about God's deliverance for Israelites people, I then also mentioned on how Jesus gives us ultimate deliverance. And my challenge was for each and every person to think about at least one person in their life that comes across their path on a regular basis that maybe doesn't know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And so my challenge was very simple: to take the quarter sheet of paper I gave and write down that name and commit to praying for this individual or these individuals that they wrote down on a regular and consistent basis that, number one, they would come to know Jesus Christ. The second challenge was that each individual would then commit to praying that God would open doors in their lives to be a part of bringing the gospel to these individuals. Because you see, as I said on Sunday, and I firmly believe, God brings people across our paths on purpose. And if these people don't know Jesus, you just might be the best person to take the gospel and share the gospel of Jesus Christ with these individuals. Well, I'm excited to tell you that we had over 40 names written down. I think actually 45 names of individuals that we're going to pray for. And can I tell you that I was serious when I committed to praying for these individuals? Now, I may not be able to say their name every single day, but I'm going to pray for those that are written down. And as many times as I can, remember to pray through the list of people specifically that they would come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Just think for a minute if every single one of these names was able to come to know Jesus Christ because of individuals that are listening to this podcast or that have attended this church or that wrote down those names. Just think about the amazing multiplication that would happen, that those individuals would come to know Jesus and then be discipled and then would take that message out to other people that they touch and that would continue over and over and over again. You know, sometimes we get so bogged down when we look at the world and we say, man, there are so many people that need Jesus. And you're absolutely right. And there are times when it can be incredibly frustrating to live in this world, even in such a blessed country that like we live in the United States. But I can tell you this, Jesus started his ministry specifically with 12 disciples and more detailed with 3 specific disciples that he got to know better. And while one of those disciples fell away, 11 of them continued on the message that is the gospel of Jesus Christ and were able to take the message of the gospel all across the world. Think about it. We are living in a part of the world where they didn't even understand or know existed 2,000 years ago. And now we are at the epicenter of taking the gospel to all those that don't know. So I want to leave you with one final thing, and that's to challenge you that if you have a specific person that you wrote down that doesn't know Jesus, pray continuously that you would have an opportunity to share the gospel with them. Pray also that if it's not you, that it would be somebody, that they would know the gospel before too long. And finally, if you didn't write somebody down, I want you to take a moment right now and write that name down and send it to me. You know how to get a hold of me, and I'll add it to the list, and we'll continue to pray. I would love to see so many new people come to saving relationship with Jesus Christ because of Grace Community Church. You know, God chooses to work through ordinary and regular, and if I'm being honest, sometimes little bit messed up people. We're all sinners. We all fall short. But we serve a God that is bigger than anything we do. And if we would submit to him humbly and serve him and put him first in our lives and look for the opportunities that he's bringing in front of our paths every single day to share the gospel, we could make a difference for his name. And I cannot wait for someday that we're in heaven and we might be able to run into people that were saved by people that were saved by people that were saved by coming to the Grace Community Church and thinking of the impact we can have for the gospel in Jesus' name and let him get all the glory. Well, let me close this episode of the podcast just a little bit different, and I'm going to pray today because I feel like that is what we need to do. So join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the opportunity you've given us to know and follow you. Lord, I pray that you would continue to bring motivation into our life. You would bring people into our life to encourage us. You would get us into your word on a regular basis, and we would strive to find any way we can serve you more. Lord, I pray for those individuals that are on our hearts, those that we've even thinking about right now that don't know you. Lord, I pray that each of these individuals would somehow come to know Jesus Christ in a personal way very, very soon. And Lord, I pray also that you would open our eyes, open my eyes, open my ears to what you are having for us to do, what you're asking me to do, and for every individual, what you're asking them to do as you lead them and guide them each and every day. Lord, let us see these divine opportunities that you are working in our lives and that we would be bold to speak out for the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we lift all of this up to you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, till next time, hopefully this Sunday, I'll see you and we'll continue our journey in learning about God's big story and how you fit.
You have been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped. Pastor Gary is the lead pastor of Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church, the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.